This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on the 8th day of May. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Mark Russo now joins us from Wrist Pulse in Chicago to talk about the weather forecast. Thanks, Mark, for being with us. Where do you want to start this afternoon?
Well, let's start in the Corn Belt, where if we break things down regionally, the northern Corn Belt will be on the dry side, albeit on the cool side, as we go through the next week to 10 days. And that dryness is obviously favorable for planting, but the cold will slow down germination, emergence, and early growth. Now, it's the far southern and eastern Midwest, which will continue to have more of the significant issues with wetness along with the cooler weather. In fact, that's where the more active zone will be here this week. Now, as we go into next week, we do see rains return to that northwestern part of the belt, and actually for the belt as a whole. So really, from a planting progress standpoint, certainly the most favorable conditions will be over the next week or so in the northern belt. But again, it's not going to have any kind of legs to it, as we do see rains return here next week. But by then, you should have actually most of the crop in the ground, since this is a continuation of the relatively dry weather of the past week or so.
Okay, so producers would like a little heat, a little temperature in the forecast at some point. The corn that's up, at least in on my drive here in Champaign County this morning, was a little yellow. It looked wet and cold both. A heat would do it a lot of good. Can you give us better temperatures or higher temperatures in the forecast anytime in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, Todd, we do see warmth returning to the Corn Belt. Again, it really is into next week and later on next week. In fact, looking at the 11 to 15 day model guidance, computer models are showing warmer than normal temperatures. We agree with that solution based on the overall northern hemispheric patterns going on and what we feel are forcing some of the cooler weather right now. So we do anticipate warmer than normal temperatures during the second half of the month.
And we'll turn your attention to South America, the second crop, corn crop in Brazil. I think it should be, and I haven't looked, but that'll be about early mid-season at this point. How's it doing?
Yeah, Todd, the Safrinha corn in Brazil is doing really good, and that's both in the main winter corn belt in Mato Grosso, but also in the southern belt in Paraná. This is now the dry season. So it's not that uncommon to be on the dry side here right now. And while that's been that way over the past couple of weeks, actually, we do see a rain opportunity for Mato Grosso coming up next week. And so that will help to further maintain soil moisture reserves and keeping a winter corn crop in good shape.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us for the day.
You're welcome, Todd.
And of course, Mark Russo, he is with Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us here in the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. Check us out online at willag.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.